This is not a test.
If you look around the world, from PWG to Ring of Honor to New Japan, there is one name synonymous with excellence,
and his name is John Cena!
I'm going straight for the top, you know I cannot stop. If anyone can do it, I can do it. I'm taking over alone, I'll do it on my own. I see the wall and I push right through it.
And welcome back to the one and only WrestleCast, episode 122. What we like to do here on the one and only WrestleCast is have a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling. And we are coming to you live and recorded right here on the Trending Topics Network. Check out some great shows like Old School at the Movies, The Spanish Announce Table, and Squabble Box. Without any further ado, well, maybe you get a little contact info. You're going to need a little bit of some of that. You might. So if you want to get a hold of us, you want to be a part of the show and anything like that, you can email us, wrasslecast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @wrasslecast. Also tweet us @wrasslecast, obviously. And you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/wrasslecast. Now, without any further ado, let's get into the show. I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and I'm joined by the Biohazard.
What's up, Heavy?
How's your week going?
Pretty good. Lack of sleep, but pretty good. How's yours going, man?
Kind of good, kind of shitty, kind of whatever.
Sounds like life at this point, man.
Got in a whole bunch of Thanos things, but that's probably the highlight of it all.
Yeah, I got something in the mail couple days ago too, so we'll get to that later on.
Yeah, I gotta send you something here in the mail soon because I went to Hot Topic and seen Ultimate Warrior and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I have that and your old Voltron or whatever. Yeah,
or whatever.
Apparently they're doing a new cartoon series based on
them. Yeah, Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a chance to watch it though. What I am watching though is Hulu has it. I can't remember if it's Hulu or Amazon. Extreme Ghostbusters, and I'm watching that. That's interesting. Never watched it when I was originally out because I was like a little bit out of age for me. Also on the show, we have Mr. Old School.
Technically, the term is live to tape, not live, because we are not live. I'm just saying. I just want to make sure that we're transparent.
That never stops anything else that says it's live and it's not. Of course, they're actually live to tape. We're going to edit shit. Expect some SmackDown canned cheers to come in whenever Andy starts speaking.
Or how some individuals might not be impressed with his performance.
No, his wife's not going to be on the show.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Wow.
And we have Katie, the First Lady.
What's happening, everybody?
And
hey, Katie.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Y'all love me tonight.
How does it feel to be 30?
The same as it was when I was in my 20s.
Hey, Bio, how does it feel to be the only one on the call in the 20s?
It makes me feel a little better about myself now.
We're all old.
Speaking of old, they had a Ecto Cooler, or not Ecto Cooler, Ecto One, the car. And I think it's a Hot Wheel or a one of those generic car brands.
Oh, you mean it's a Hot Wheel and it's like from the movie and it's like just the one? Yeah, I have it and it's sitting in my closet about over the weekend at Walmart.
Never mind then. Moving on.
What Walmart has that I want though is a two-pack, and it's not Tupac, not the rapper that got shot. I'm talking, it's a two-pack of that one and the Ecto from Ghostbusters 2. That fucker is hard to find. Everyone I go to is sold out. Actually, the thing I love about right now, like, I am reliving my youth and being able to go out and buy Ghostbusters stuff. If I would pick a fandom that really fit who I was growing up, it's in between Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters. And Ghostbusters has been dormant for years. Like, nothing new, I can't say nothing new ever comes out. It rarely comes out. I've bought so much Ghostbusters shit in the past, like, couple weeks. I absolutely love it. And the way I put it on Facebook is the way people look at Star Wars is how I look at Ghostbusters. But with two movies and only really loving the first one. The second one is okay. I was never impressed by his performance.
Still looking for that Ecto Cooler.
A friend of mine said that Walmart is ordering them because he got it through a friend who had Walmart order it for him. And it's
yeah, the boxes. So it might be closer to when the movie comes out before.
I'd figure that stuff would be out right now because people are looking for it like. Fuck.
Got it.
People are looking for it like crazy. Like I keep checking Amazon. Actually, today I didn't get to check it a lot. But normally I check Amazon a bunch to see if it's available yet. And in the past, ever since Sunday, it's given me the same description with it. Currently unavailable. We don't know when or if this item will be back in stock.
Yeah, a lot of times bigger companies will wait and they'll hold off on purchasing the item to sell until the movies get closer to release. Just in case. They don't know how it's going to do.
Oh, the demand on this is high, though. Dude, there's websites tracking it. This is the McRib of high seas.
That's what I'm saying. They Walmart or whoever probably went, damn, this is selling better than we thought it would. So they're going to purchase it from the company to sell it in their stores.
Yeah, I want some really bad. Anyway, because I give him credit. He's been quiet this whole time. So everybody, please take a moment to endure the jokes of Andy Anderson.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Do you know how long it's been fucking killing me? You guys, oh my God. You're lucky I fucking say shit. You know how many openings you guys gave me to fucking say shit? You want to talk about my wife? I'm the only one that gets to blow my girl.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
He worked on that for 4 hours.
I give him credit. That was kind of a good segue.
Yeah, it kind of was a good segue.
But that was absolutely pure luck. What else you got, Andy? Let's see if you can go 2 for 2.
Oh, if I can go 2 for 2?
We'll see if you go 4 for 4, but normally those kind of things don't last.
Franny, Frankie, same thing.
Swing and a miss.
I want to go and buy some of those shoes, though. They even had it like on ESPN. They were talking about all the slams that those shoes were getting.
Yeah, they suck.
They just looked like white Under Armour shoes.
You're just mad because he's beating you in the playoffs.
Is he beating us or is the team? Because really it's the team that's beating us. No, he's not. He is not. The team is. There's a difference.
Is there?
Over under on our game 7.
Well, here's see, over under is... That's not how over unders work. You gotta say game 6 over or under. But it's gonna hurt.
Andy's actually got a point. I give him credit there. But here's my dilemma. I didn't 100% want the Cavs to win Monday night. Sorry, Ceramic. We're going to get a little bit of sports ball conversation just very briefly. But I'm gonna connect with wrestling. Like, I watched Raw after the game, sped through it before I went to bed. Wanted them to lose because I don't want the Cavs to lose game 6 at home, so it means Golden State wins the championship again in Cleveland, and we have to endure that shit. Now, if they go to game 7, my new predicament is it's going up against Money in the Bank. What the fuck?
It's all marketing. They're going to game 7.
See, heavy set. If you had my setup, and I think I've tweeted this a couple times.
Yes.
I have 3 different TVs, 3 different computers. You need to multitask. Heavy set, you need another TV. End of story.
I do have another TV.
Remember, I bought on one TV.
I bought this new
one. Well, if you have the game on TV and then have the WWE pay-per-view on your computer.
Yeah, what I would recommend is you have the sound from the WWE, you keep an eye on the game, and whenever something shit comes on for the pay-per-view, swap the sound.
Well, actually, what I can do is on one TV, I can hook it up to my laptop and... No, actually, no. I would hook it up
to the network.
I would hook one up to my cable, my satellite, and then the other one, which would probably be my bigger one, I would keep on the network because that I play through my Xbox.
There you go. You're all set.
Damn, it's a good idea.
I've been doing it for years. It's fucking fantastic. I love having multiple sports on because there's no downtime. Because the second one shit thing or a commercial happens, boom, to the next thing.
I did that with a friend of mine during Royal Rumble because for some reason schedules got screwed up and the NFC and AFC championship games were on the same day as Royal Rumble. Normally they're in that middle week in between the conference championships and the Super Bowl. So it doesn't matter. Now it got totally screwed up. So we end up watching on the big screen. I want to say we watched the pay-per-view, and then on the small screen, watch the football game.
I mean, it does get a little overwhelming when you have three at the same time. I have done pro wrestling, hockey, and baseball at the same time. It gets a little bit overwhelming. It's like I don't know why I can't think of the term, but like a multitasker's fucking dream, but you still kind of freak out a bit. It's a little...
overstimulated?
Yeah, overstimulation. There you go. I can't believe I was asking Andy for a word. But fucking hell's frozen over. But I don't know. You're on tonight. I don't know what the fuck you... alpha brain or whatever, but yeah.
So it's kind of like you're going hard in the one, and then she sticks a finger in. You get overstimulated.
There you go. So two in the pink, one in the stink.
All right. On that note, let's get into keep, toss, or improve. And with a big panel this week, we are going to go with one, and we are going to start with Andy, Katie, the First Lady.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll just do a quick improve. This is more just of a nitpick. I liked Raw, but I wish some of the segments were switched around. Like for the closing, I actually had three options. Either the contract signing should have gone on last, or the Ambrose thing with Rollins and Reigns should have gone on last, or the main event as is. But the way the whole thing with Kane showing up, corporate Kane trying to get general manager position, they told them no. I swore I thought Demon Kane was going to come out and destroy everybody, but that didn't happen. So... yeah, my improve is like switching a couple of those things around, like to close the show.
Yeah, after the contract signing, I pretty much tuned out. I wasn't interested in Ambrose Jericho match, and the whole thing was just kind of it was management trying to one up each other. And although sometimes that's entertaining, having all those elements out there at one time, I know you're promoting the Money in the Bank match, but it just, for some reason, for me, it didn't work either.
I hope that when you have the SmackDown, that Raw, I mean, it's not going to happen, but I would like Raw to go back to 2 hours. But they're getting more money with it being 3 hours, and it's not going to happen. But it's just, there's just going to be too much going on for me, it seems like.
What if they make SmackDown 3 hours?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot.
I don't think they're going to do that.
We didn't think they would make Raw 3 hours either, but they did.
Yeah, I think they're conscious of too much. And with NXT, Total Divas, all the shit on the network, you're doing 6 hours of live TV as well. Yeah, I think it's just... I think even they know their limits, and that is way too much.
Here's a question that I want to throw out to everybody before I forget. Like, we're talking about how, and this is a little sidetracked, but it reminded me of SmackDown. When it goes live, it's been kind of talked that, like, this show, along with a bunch of almost every other Tuesday recorded show that I know, is going to move to Wednesdays. What are we going to do during takeovers?
Move the show to Thursday.
Thursday!
I was about to do that.
Better do live commentaries during the show. I don't know.
Well, the next takeover is in Brooklyn, and that's going to be on Friday, right? Because it's that weekend, or Saturday.
Friday or Saturday, yeah.
I think half the takeovers are on weekends, but the other half are not weekends, but like Friday, Saturday.
Maybe I have an idea. What the end meant. Maybe the end means they're done doing those on Wednesday.
Gentlemen, I have an idea.
And Katie.
And Katie.
And
lady and gentlemen, I have an idea. Okay. NXT, when it falls on it, we do a live commentary.
So we are switching to Wednesday. Is that going to be the deal?
That's it's pretty much an assumption. And like every other Tuesday recorded show that I listen to, This Is Awesome Wrestling Show, Spanish Announce Table, even they said, like, yeah, when SmackDown goes live,
probably going to move. So I was like, oh, great. At least I'm not the only one thinking that, too. And then I happened to think recently, like, wait a minute. We have these takeovers, and they fall on Wednesday. What the fuck? Well, I mean, granted, we're August.
We can do live commentary, but I'm telling you right now, God damn it, that if Oscar comes out in a Red Dawn, I'm not going to be able to focus. Oh,
God. Dude, I pointed this out, and I'm surprised you haven't. Pretty much, she's wearing a garter belt. In that, you don't notice.
I don't know what the red thong is, man. It's kind of freaking me out that you're freaked out.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. What was that, Katie?
No, I said I don't care what she wears as long as she kicks ass.
But yeah, I think we're about 4 months away from the next one that would fall in the week. So we got time, obviously. Not to mention, we'll see how SmackDown plays out. SmackDown's going to have to build and everything, but you figure out they're going to start off strong. And there's a steady decline where it's just kind of the same shit, but a different roster. But I don't think it's going to be like that, especially with it being a different roster. But anyway, we're getting totally off topic.
I mean, it's going to have its own storylines and everything, so we'll be all right.
Yeah.
The rumor is that they're going to have their own pay-per-views, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
They tried that before, though. So.
Yeah, and it worked then, and they're going to... Instead of being
like
every other.
It worked for like a couple months.
No, they did it for a couple years, except for the way they did it was they had every other month was the next show's pay-per-view, whereas they're talking about doing two a month.
And the big
so like,
would be like all together.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would mean...
Double the pigs!
Oh my god. we'll become like Spanish announce table, and I'll just fucking kill it.
Just please don't be retarded as T-Mac. T-Mac sounds like a fucking inbred. He lives in a trailer park and he's fucking some kind of sibling. Like the guy, I said this in the All Wrestling chat. I've never had a podcast where I've disagreed so much with a host that I was yelling at my iPod at like 8 a.m. I get irate when I listen to that fucking show because of that T-Mac piece of shit.
Yeah.
So like when I listen to Cerebral Satire, then.
There you go. Same idea.
But they got to update their website first. But neither of them listen to this show, so we're just wasting
fuck
time.
Fuck them. Devil Vamp's a fucking jobber. There you go.
Have you checked his website out yet?
No, because I know he didn't do anything. Because it's fucking Wayne. Wayne is a pedo or whatever. And that guy's real on the ball, you know? So are you telling me you actually updated it?
No.
There you go. Yeah, had me thinking for a second.
Putting a log on the fire, that's all.
Had me thinking for a second, but no, it's, at the end of the day, they're a bunch of fucking retards, so you don't have to worry about it.
All right, keep toss or improve bio.
My improve's kind of a dark one. John Cena's whole... During his promo, he said something about there's no bullets in this club, and I got really depressed really fast, and I linked it to the incident that happened over the weekend. I just feel like he could have changed his wording around just a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't even
think about that. I didn't catch that at all.
Okay, well, I'm the only one then. Okay, never mind. Next.
I mean, it's a good point, but at least no one else has pointed it out.
Yeah.
it was just one of those things. I was watching it, and it was like, if he would have just changed his word just a little bit, I would have not caught it, but it just happened to point out there, and it was still fresh in my mind, so.
Well, it could have been worse. He could have been saying it in front of Darren Young.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that what you were going to say earlier, Katie?
What? Oh, I was going to say before that I get what Bio was saying, but I didn't see it when he was. I just thought Bullet Club. I didn't think of the whole incident.
I think it's luckily we know what he's referring to, so we think of that over the incident in Orlando. Because he made a lot of like nice jabs. That's one thing I really do enjoy about this feud. They poke fun a little bit at the IWC, things that they say, and, you know, mentioning stuff like PWG, ROH, and New Japan in a promo. Cena mentioning it, not Styles. Cena mentioning it. And then Some of the other stuff where it's just kind of like, it's kind of cool. And that's what I'm really enjoying it for.
Things WWE won't mention. Where Styles has wrestled.
I've seen that meme.
They still won't reference TNA. But they'll reference every other company he's been in.
Old school, do you think WWE should mention TNA? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, interesting segue, because that was actually part of my call to the AllWrestling.com Week in Review last week, where I pushed really hard on the fact that Dixie needs to try to license her content out to WWE. And this is before they go under. Here I actually read some news story where kind of Billy Corgan had to bail him out, or the cameraman wouldn't have shown up for the pay-per-view or something like that. And I know there's a lot of stories going around that TNA's broke and they're working out of a fucking closet and all this stuff. But that actually seemed kind of legit, and Meltzer backed it up as well. So my call was saying that Dixie should try to meet with WWE to A, license the entire content library to WWE, and try airing all their pay-per-views on the network as well. Because I'm sure their buy rates are terrible. I remember seeing, even a couple of years ago, the buy rates were like 13, 14, or under 20,000 or something. So, I mean, even with WWE, even if they didn't give them that much, you still got a million people who are going to be exposed, 1.3, 1.4 million who are going to be exposed to your product. And for that, I would actually also offer a minority stake in TNA to WWE, so that if they did well, WWE could also benefit from it. And you could access the library, make DVDs and all that kind of stuff. Why not play with the big dog right now? I'm not going to do it. I kind of did it on purpose. But why not play with the big dog at this moment before you go bankrupt and they just buy your assets for pennies on the dollar?
Why would WWE do that, though?
I think Dixie's too stubborn to do it.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I don't think WWE would do it.
Even if WWE came to them with an offer saying, hey, we'll buy your assets right now. I did not mean to say that right then.
All good.
even if we were to buy your assets, for this amount of money, I still don't think Dixie would take it. I think she was like, no, this is my company. I'm going to do what I want.
But even maybe a licensing deal where TNA owns the rights? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I still think Dixie won't do it. She will keep that company afloat until it dies. And that's why I had a lot of fear for all the talents that actually just signed those contracts. It's like, why are you signing when it's written on the wall that this company is going under?
Additional exposure, it bumps up their booking fee, especially people like Cherry Bomb and Pepper Parks, because they're international. They're pretty big, but now throwing them onto that stage, I don't know how much more money that gets them, but that's going to add up over time. Especially those two being married, that's even better for them.
You know, Dixie, to me, Dixie is the Vern Gagne of 2016. Just a person who was too stubborn and didn't know when to get out.
Yeah. Apparently they sold they sold the company or whatever. Panda Energy sold the company to somebody else. But Dixie still gets majority control and she still stays the president.
And there you have it. TNA has killed the show.
Where's DRG? Hashtag Watch TNA Watch 2016 now.
Oh, this is DRG calling from my tin can saying TNA's great. I want to suck it off.
Hey, I was on that extinct show one time.
There you go.
All right, keep, toss, or improve, Mr. Old School.
I'm going to throw a little curveball at the audience this week. Ring of Honor, for their next pay-per-view, Best in the World, is coming back to iPay-Per-View. Now, small wrench there. Normally, we're used to paying $15. Because they have the current deal in place with the pay-per-view companies, I'm assuming they cannot charge less for iPay-Per-View, but they can still offer it. So, Fight, I think the site is called Fight. It's not like Fight Network. It's Fight spelled F-I-T-E. And if you go to ROHWrestling.com, you click on the PPV button, you click on Best in the World, you will see a link directly to it. And I believe this goes through the Flips app. And I know the Flips app has done deals previously with TNA pay-per-views and also one ROH pay-per-view, I believe, a couple of months ago. But before that, you would have to like do some weird kind of thing where you'd have an app on your phone and then you'd have to stream it to your media device from the phone. It really made no sense. But I think they made like a second part of it where they also have this web browser service now called Fight, where you can now directly from a web browser order the pay-per-view. So this is a game changer for me, being a huge fan of ROH back in 2012-2013. When they were doing pay-per-views before, I was having up to 8 to 9 people every month, even with their terrible quality and terrible lighting. So this is going to be a bit more expensive for me. We're talking with the exchange rate about $40 to $44. So I'm not going to pay this outright myself. So we're talking about $40. So if I can split this, you know, 4 or 5 ways, that gets back to the $10 or $15. Still a little high, but I'm still willing to support it because they're going back to iPay-per-view. And they're actually, they've bumped up their quality, their lighting rig and stuff. So if I'm 4 or 5 people, we're probably going to be watching this event on this is hilarious. Bell time, it says Junai 24th at 9 o'clock. Junai, J-U-N-Y, Junai 24th. I'm not sure when that is exactly. I think if July and June had a baby, it would be playing in the month of Junai. So they got to work out the kinks there, but I think it's June 24th. Anyways,
it's on a Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so June 24th, not Junai, as the website says. But yeah, I mean, it, you know, in my case, if you're an individual and you're not used to paying that high price tag, it could get a bit pricey. But if we're 4 or 5 people, I could possibly see this ROH getting back into it, have my group back into it. So that's my, sorry, super diatribe there for a fucking 2 second story, but my passion might be coming back for ROH.
Are the Young Bucks going to be back by then?
Say that again. Yeah, you sound like A.H. Walker.
Are the Young Bucks going to be back again?
No, they're injured. One is a broken rib and one is a broken arm. And that's the problem. Like, they're finally back and I'm happy. I'm like, oh, no Bucks, you know? And I think somebody else is injured too. So the main event is going to be Jay Lethal and Jay Briscoe. It's like, fuck, couldn't you have made this like last month when Colt Cabana was wrestling? But anyways, it's regardless if I still have 4 or 5 people, I'm excited. You know, I mean, you've still got like Dalton Castle with the boys and they're super cool to watch. Like Motor City Machine Guns, Roderick Strong. You got the Addiction, that's Daniels and Kazarian. So you still got a lot of good names there. I'm eager to go if I can get my 4 people to watch it.
Are you going to watch WCPW?
What? What's that?
Apparently What Culture is making their own wrestling promotion.
Oh, interesting.
It's called, it's going to be What Culture Pro Wrestling. And they said their shows are going to be put on YouTube and on whatculture.com.
Are they charging?
No, it's going to be free on YouTube.
You know what? Like, I'll check any promotion out once. I've actually hosted Shakara pay-per-views as well. And they don't do anything live anymore, unfortunately. It's only VOD. But, you know, we've done Shakara. We've done Evolve. So I try anything.
Yeah. I was about to be like, Shakara. Yeah. Remember them? They were Lucha, Lucha Underground before Underground was a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
There was I think they said Jay Lethal was supposed to be on their show, too.
I still gotta watch Evolve.
There's a guy by the name of Primate Wrestling, Big Damo, and Joe Hedry.
I know Big Damo. He wrestled here at AIW. He's from Scotland. Great guy. Interview with him.
I'm guessing it's gonna be like VOD or taped.
Yeah, they're doing tapings.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can find the Jay Lethal match. I think it's Noam Dar versus Jay Lethal. Anyway.
Yeah, keep toss or improve. That leaves us with Andy, right?
We have Shield back together on one ring on Ambrose Asylum. I thought that whole segment was money, man. That was awesome.
I wish I could understand the full thing that you said. Where was that?
Is it that bad again?
A little bit.
The Ambrose Asylum thing.
This segment like brought to you by Age Walker Internet. Costs 3 cents and sounds like garbage.
It sounds like you're calling from a old cordless phone that's battery's dying. I should say, no, you're calling from an old cordless phone and you're out of the range.
Am I back in the range? Can you hear me now?
Yep.
I want to keep the Ambrose Asylum segment. That was awesome. Shield back in the same ring. That was money.
Was it money in the bank?
My line.
I want to be really positive about this segment. Up until like the last 30 seconds or so, maybe even last minute, I was like, oh my God, this is the great setup for Ambrose winning the Money in the Bank. And then they went kind of like full force with it, and I went, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, well, maybe they could be right. Maybe they could be going a different, but oh, I don't know.
I was in the same boat. Maybe, just don't mention it. Don't mention it. If they don't mention it, then it's going to happen, but then they mentioned it.
Well, he could kind of hint at it. Maybe look up, say something. But like at the end, he went full force. I'm going to win, and I'm going to cash on either you or you. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but he can still win, but he just can't cash in that night now. I think he still wins it. I think he wins it. He teases coming out to do it, and it doesn't happen.
Why did you pick Cesaro then?
I didn't pick Cesaro. Fuck you. I put five. You're going ahead.
I'm wrong. Hold on. I'm sorry. You didn't pick Cesaro. You picked Sami Zayn.
No, my kids picked Sami Zayn. I did not.
You forgot he was in the match.
Sami Zayn.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Hey, old school.
Yo.
Apparently they signed Damian Sandow to perform on the shows, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm checking it out.
Yeah, I'll let you know when they post it. The tapings are June 26th and 7th.
All right, well, I'm going to do my normal skipping me for Keep Toss or Improve. And we'll get into what's on, and we'll start with Katie.
What's on? I watched a lot of the network again. I watched some Swerve stuff again. I watched a whole different bunch of different things on the network. A lot of original programming and things like that. I think I'm going to be getting the new Eric Bischoff documentary. I heard it was really good. I don't know if anybody else saw it yet.
I watched that first look thing they had on the network. It looks pretty good.
Like, would you, Katie, buy a documentary, or would you wait till it came out on, say, digital thing?
It depends. I mean, sometimes I could watch stuff a little earlier before I buy it, just to see if it's good or not.
Yeah.
I do like the documentaries, though. Those are my favorite things to watch. I like knowing backstories of why people get into the business and stuff.
Did you watch the Paul Heyman one?
Oh yes, I loved it. I thought it was awesome. It's one of my favorites.
So you would actually go and buy this DVD?
If it was that good, and I like watching the extras, yeah, probably.
Cool. Okay.
That's all I got. Next.
My fucking mouse is being a piece of shit. That's why it's taking me a little bit longer. God damn it. What's on bio?
I caught a couple of E3 trailers today, actually. I found out they're doing a Skyrim remastered edition for Xbox One, PS4, and PC, where they updated the graphics and they made it where on consoles you can play the mods on the consoles. I thought that was kind of cool. There's also the new Legend of Zelda trailer that dropped today as well for the new Nintendo system that's coming out next year. It looks real nice.
Oh, buddy, it's also out on Wii U.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. I have a Wii U. That's why. I know.
Yeah, I have a Wii U as well.
So they're going to next gen already. Just say they're going kind of basically current gen, but
what they're doing is they're releasing a console alongside the Wii U. And it's going to stay around for a while. The Wii U itself is going to stay around for a while.
The Wii U is it's an abortion of a console. I mean, the idea was interesting with the kind of tablet controller, but it's clunky and the battery dies very quickly for me anyways. I just find it's another attempt at a gimmick that didn't work. The Wii worked. It was reasonably priced. It attracted non-gamers. It did well for what it did. But again, Nintendo has trouble getting that third-party development on its systems and hurts because of it. I mean, it still does well with its platformers, but this one, the sales were absolutely terrible, so they're trying to get rid of it as soon as possible, in my opinion.
In my opinion?
I think I think once they brought in some of their bigger games, Smash and Mario Kart and whatever, even Mario Maker, that's when their sales started going back up again.
It did, but I mean, if when you have a limited console, you know, what do they have, 3 million or something? Like, they don't, maybe 10? Mm-hmm. I think, but they don't have that much, especially Xbox and PlayStation, like, blowing them out of the water. So even if you have great games, if you only have a user base of 3 million people, your sales are quite limited.
That's true. Anyway, the other trailer that dropped that I was pretty interested in was Battlefield 1. It's basically Battlefield, but they're taking it back to, I'm assuming, World War One, World War Two era. So you got the 64-player maps that Battlefield is known for, but it's using weapons from the World War One, World War Two. So I like. It reminded me of like it had a Call of Duty 3, World at War style feel. So I. Thinking about maybe buying that. I'm not big on first-person shooters, but it seemed pretty interesting.
That's good news to me, because I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine, and that was one of our favorite series to play with Call of Duty, and I started playing at World at War, and we were comparing notes and thoughts of how it's kind of gotten progressively bad, and I'm just kind of like, now they just need to go back to, like, reckon World War One and Two, because they keep going forward way too much.
Yeah, and this is Battlefield, man. Battlefield was they have the 64-player combat style rather than, you know, 8 or 16 players, whatever that most games have. And that's huge. That's a lot of people playing on one server or one map in general. So it seemed interesting. If there's a good story arc with it, that'd be kind of cool too.
I actually don't care that much about storylines when it comes to those games. Just give me great online experience. The offline stuff, story mode can suffer. Fuck what people say. Because when I get on that kind of game, I'm getting on with a bunch of friends, and it's us having a good time. And if we're not having a good time, it's probably because of your gameplay, because I can do shit. And as long as, like, we're having good conversations, it's completely fine. It has nothing. Me playing like shit, which is a norm, has nothing to do with how well the gameplay is. And it is like Ghost is when I stopped playing, only because I couldn't afford the game. I recently was at Walmart and a brand new copy was like $9, maybe even $5. And I've seen it really cheap at actual GameStops used. So it's just like, this game was a piece of shit for a reason.
Yeah, I stopped playing Call of Duty at Call of Duty 3. So there's that.
I thought you said World at War.
See, I never played World at War. I was saying it had a feel of World at War. Like that, kicking it back to World War One and World War Two style.
What else you got?
I got my Taylor Hendricks shirt that I ordered in the mail, finally. And yeah, that's...
Which shirt was it?
It was the Hail Hendricks t-shirt. One was like her face and half of it's a skull.
I think AIW needs to book her soon. I don't know why they have. A lot of times it's just issues. They book her. I know that. She's fun. I love her. Like, obviously, Veda's one of my favorite independent wrestlers, but even just females, but she's just awesome, too. I love her.
Yeah, it was really nice of her to donate part of the proceeds from the t-shirts that she sold to charity. That was kind of cool. That's it.
All right, what's on Old School?
X-Men Apocalypse. That's what's on. Pretty good. Wasn't as good as Days of Future Past, but definitely a great popcorn flick if you're checking it out on the weekend or even a cheapy Tuesday. It's if you're a fan of the franchise, you're a fan of Marvel, check it out.
Where could they get a full review on your thoughts of this movie?
That's an excellent question. In my opinion, I think the best site to check that out would be TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, Old School at the Movies.
Brand new.
And whenever actually comes a out. Brand new episode will probably be out after you record this, because my editing, I'm a little OCD. But at the, is it Friday-ish?
You should. Friday or Saturday or next week score.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. It's coming out this week.
I kid, but how many times have I been right about that?
Oh. I know. You hurt me there. A little jab there. Hurt me a bit.
It won't be out this week.
Fuck you. Now, okay, now it's for sure. I'll stay up till 5 to finish it now.
See, I don't do that. It won't.
You potato piece of shit. Give me back my moose at the fucking stole Pierre.
Fuck you. He likes it better here.
In my opinion, you suck.
That's fact. What's on? Or do you got anything else on, I should say?
The show's going long already, so yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, what's on, Andy?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. I watched it twice. The new one, not the old one. Angry Birds. Watched that one again with my kids. Swerve Season 2, Episode 2. I watched the whole deal with a Brock Lesnar guy. Resurrection with Jake the Snake Roberts. I watched that. That was excellent. That's a DVD I might go out and get. And he's coming to Des Moines July 12th or something like that. I really hope I'm probably not going to be able to go because I got a lot of money going towards my sister-in-law's wedding coming up.
Each year now only $2.99.
God damn it.
The internet.
I'm not impressed by your performance. Yeah, man, I can hardly hear you guys.
No. You can hardly hear us. Because you sound like a $2 piece of shit, just saying, in my opinion.
Am I back?
You're back, and worse than ever, you're Andy.
It kind of sounded like it was on the whole call, to be honest.
All right, I suck. I don't know how the deal is.
Yeah, it was okay, the whole call.
Okay, you sound okay now, kid. Just talk for the 30 seconds that you're going to sound okay.
I don't know. I love Jake the Snake Roberts. I watched the Resurrection of him on his documentation. I might go out and get that. And then I want to go watch him or see his comedy show in Des Moines, but my wife isn't going to let me go. That's it. I'm done.
Somebody drove away.
Somebody's burping there? What the fuck?
Because I didn't realize I was off mute. I even turned on my air conditioner briefly.
That's great.
Let me see what's on for me. Went to go see Now You Can See Me 2, as well as Ghostbusters. My reviews for those movies will be on Ultimate with the Movies whenever that finally drops. Hopefully this week. I watched the Cavs game. What?
It's coming on Friday, man. I'm telling you, brother. It's coming out, brother.
What's going on?
The episode. It's coming out Friday. I promise.
Oh, no.
I promised everybody. Well, you know what? It's going to come out Saturday now, and I'm going to get burnt. But
I did a live viewing party for the Cavs game on Monday. That was fun. I've been watching Dexter with my girlfriend. We finished season one, and we'll start season two this weekend at some point. The only other thing that I really should say, it's not really the watch. It's more or less what I've bought. I went on a Thanos spree. I bought an Affinity Gauntlet Bank, Affinity Gauntlet Mug, Affinity Gauntlet Bottle Opener, the actual Infinity Gauntlet Trade, and another Affinity Gauntlet Glove. That's the only one that I'm waiting on to receive. Everything else I have. Ordered it Friday, had it Monday morning. Bought a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man figure, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man keychain, Slimer keychain. Actually bought two of both keychains, because I want one in box and one not in box. And a talking Slimer keychain too, but that didn't come in a box. And I think that's it. All right, let's get into the picks. I'm going to try to bust through this.
Hold on.
What we need to do right now is we're going to go in the picks, and we're going to break down the picks.
Yeah!
For...
Break it down!
Rest in peace. Yeah, I was going to say, rest in peace, guy, that we don't really know your name. I mean, we do, but we don't, type thing. All right. Remind everybody where we were coming into these picks. We had Mr. Old School at 16, The Mop at 15, Double A at 14, DRG at 13, Katie at 12.
12, Bio at 12, Legend at 12, Kata at 11, GB at 11, Kai at 11, Kiwi at 11, Carp at 10, PK at 10, myself at 9, Adam at 9, and since we added her after picks, but she was still technically after we did the episode, but before the actual event, Ceramic Samurai at 0. Okay, the picks. These were god-awful. Well, no.
She's not ahead of you now, is she?
Do you think she is? We had four matches, and I told you what my number was. So she could get no more than four. What do you think she's
at? I thought we had more than four.
I mean five. I was counting the one everybody got wrong.
I hope she's got five.
But if you really paid attention to what I just said, I kind of gave something away. I did count the one that everybody got wrong. So, do you think she has five?
Oh, that's right. No, she's probably got four then.
Yeah, she does. Four. Now, is that higher or lower than my number?
Well, if you've been listening this whole time, you know.
Of course I've been listening. I've been looking at the table. Now, have you been listening this whole time?
No, because I've been fucking...
What?
Hanging up and then calling back because my fucking internet sucks.
Well, that was before we started the call. But anyway, it's prolonging this shit. All right. The picks. I did horrible. Myself and Carp both got in the negatives. I picked Ty Dillinger. I picked Nia Jax. Both wrong. I also put +5 on American Alpha. Oh, the one that everybody picked and everybody got wrong. Shut up. The two that I got right were Nakamura and Samoa Joe. Katie, she said everybody got American Alpha wrong, so we're throwing that out. Katie got Almas right. I should say, let me pull this back out. Myself and GBL are the only two that picked Ty Dillinger. He put +2 on Ty Dillinger. I put nothing. Everybody picked American Alpha. I put +5 on it. Bio put 2. Cart put 5. Kai put 5. Adam put 3. Kiwi put 3. And that's it. Myself and Kata were the only two that picked Nia Jax. Everybody except Legend. Huh?
I say you got Jax squat.
Shut up. Anyway, we got Legend is the only one that picked Aries. Everybody picked Joe. Kai, now this was tricky. I gave it to him, and everybody else who I talked to about it gave it to him too. His pick was Bobby Roode appears. He briefly appeared in the background segment. He only put one on. He gets it.
Yeah, I'd give it to him too.
But it was, my thing about it was during that segment, it said like earlier today. So I'm like, okay, was this available earlier or what was going on with it? But I gave it to him. Legend pick Hideo Itami returns and he put +2.
Wah, wah, wah.
That was wrong. So with all that and adding in all the bonus points or taking away all the bonus points, I wound up with -3. Katie got 15, Bio got 12, Mop got 4, DRG got 9, Double A got 9, Mounty got 14, Carp -1, Kata 8, Legend 6, GBL 5, Kai 5, Adam 4, Kiwi 1, PK 4, and Ceramic Samurai 4. All right, and going now we got Money in the Bank. I should say, let's go over where we stand going into Money in the Bank now with all that said and done.
Are we going to break it down?
Yes, we are going to break down the current standings.
Going to break it down. Break it down!
Mounty, our old school, is at 30.
Sucks.
That's a mean thing to say about Katie.
Yeah, I agree.
No, well, it wasn't for her.
Need to support women on the show. She's a minority. She deserves a voice.
This is why Ceramic Samurai doesn't like you.
Standards and Practices does not accept this.
They're not impressed with your performance.
Quit saying Standards and Practices because all I think of is Miss Peacock.
No. Ceramic is our official Standards and Practices of the show. She lets us know if Katie has a proper voice on the show, if we're offending anybody. So it's perfect. Because when you're a bunch of degenerates like ourselves, we have no filter. And unfortunately, we say stupid shit. So we need Standards and Practices to make sure that we're above the board.
Well, hold on. Andy, did you mean Hancock?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hancock. Sorry.
Yeah,
back where we were. Starting
it's
all
gonna
over.
Get to the point. It's going to get to the point where I edit the show, send it to her, she approves it, and then we upload it.
Back to the top. Matt's in first place with 30. Katie, I'm not going to do the place thing. Katie's got 27. Biohazard's got 24. AA's got 23. DRG's got 22. Mop's got 19. Kata's got 19. Legend's got 18. GBL, 16. Kai, 16. It's close to his actual age. PK, 14. Adam, 13. Kiwi, 12. Carp, 9. Myself, 6. And Ceramic Samurai, 4. Now, into the picks. Of course, with Money in the Bank.
You're going to break those picks? No, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
There was a match on Wikipedia early on, but I threw it out because it's no longer on Wikipedia. And I don't know if it's going to be added, but I don't think it is. I've noticed they kind of go with an 8-match format. So I'm thinking they're going to keep what they have, and they might move that match to Raw, which isn't good, which is the Golden Truth versus Breezango, which only some people picked because they read Wikipedia early instead of later on when after it was deleted. It was actually a funny edit that that I didn't get a chance to share with everybody. And we all know Wikipedia is one of those platforms that people like to constantly edit. Well, someone put the quote match results, and I will read them to you.
I saw that.
Well, I'm going to share it with everybody right now. This is what they said. Son of a bitch. This actually has the Golden Truth match, and it's Golden Truth defeats Breezango. Apollo Crews defeated Sheamus. Kevin Owens defeated Cesaro, Sami Zayn, Chris Jericho, Alberto Del Rio, and Dean Ambrose for the Money in the Bank.
Did you just say Alberto Dorito?
I don't know.
Buy those. I want to buy those.
Yeah. Alberto Doritos.
Alberto Dorito. Dorito. Yep. It does sound like I said that. Rusev defeats Titus O'Neil by submission. Baron Corbin defeated Dolph Ziggler. The Club defeated the New Day, Enzo and Cass, and the Vaudevillains. AJ Styles defeated John Cena. Natalya and Becky Lynch defeated Charlotte and Dana Brooke by submission. And Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins ended in a draw. So we'll see how close this is. But going on to our picks. We have the matches of Alberto. Apollo Crews versus Sheamus, Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin, Charlotte and Dana Brooke versus Natalya and Becky Lynch. I mean, I'm kind of going over them one more time. The United States Championship match, Rusev versus Titus O'Neil, AJ Styles versus John Cena, the WWE Tag Team Championship match, The New Day versus the Vaudevillains versus Enzo and Cass versus The Club, the Money in the Bank ladder match, Cesaro versus Sami Zayn versus Chris Jericho versus Dean Ambrose versus Alberto Dorito, and WWE Championship match, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. And here are the picks. I picked Cruz, Corbin, Natalya, Becky, Rusev, Styles, The Club, Ambrose, and Reigns. And impromptu, I'm going double or nothing, fuck it, +5 on Styles. And I'm going to go a +1 on Rusev. Katie picked Cruz, Corbin, Charlotte, and Brooke, Rusev, Styles, New Day, Ambrose, and Reigns with a +5 on Styles, Ambrose, and Reigns. Biohazard picked Cruz, Corbin, Charlotte, Brooke, Rusev, Styles, New Day, Ambrose, and Reigns. You didn't bet, right, Bio?
That's correct. No bets.
Okay, double checking. Mop picked Cruz, Corbin, Natalya, and Lynch. Rusev, Styles, Enzo, and Cass. Ambrose, Reigns. Put a +1 on the cash-in and also +5 on Corbin. DRG picked Sheamus, Corbin, Natalya, and Lynch. Rusev, Styles, The Club, Ambrose, and Reigns. Double A picked Cruz, Corbin, Natalya, and Lynch. Rusev, Styles, New Day, Ambrose, and Rollins with a +5 on Ambrose and Cruz. Old School picked Cruz, Corbin, Natalya, Lynch. Rusev, Styles, The Club, Cesaro, and Rollins +5 on Cruz and Corbin. Carp picked Cruz, Corbin, Charlotte, and Brooke. Rusev, Cena, The Club, Ambrose, and Rollins. No bets. Keta picked Cruz, Corbin, Charlotte, Brooke, Rusev, Cena, New Day, Ambrose, Rollins, +3 on Rusev, and a +1 on cash in of the Money in the Bank before the main event to make it a triple threat. And since we have it here, Ceramic Samurai picked Cruz, Corbin, Charlotte, Brooke, Rusev, Cena, The Club, Ambrose, and Reigns. I could read off Kai's, but that's part of that show because he's the only one who's filled it in. And we'll leave that at that. And we're doing a current thing here. We talked about it before we started the show. And we're taking the 8 people from this show, myself, Katie, Biohazard, Mop, DRG.
Dird.
Dird.
DRG, AA, Mounty, and Carp. And we're putting them against everybody from the European Uppercut plus Ceramic Samurai and Kata. Currently, that is standing at 120 to 112.
Team WrestleCast, baby.
RK4L.
RK out of nowhere.
RK. Oh, we whooping y'all's ass. Got it.
Suck it, Europe and Ceramic Samurai.
Coming from Canada. In the U.S.
That's it with that. Do we have emails?
No, we do not. Thank God.
Nope, none at all.
But, okay, I didn't see that. No emails, by the way. Because normally I keep the chat down.
I keep the chat open. I'm open on the chat.
The lead singer that died that did the DX song. His name was Chris Warren.
I'll forget.
Just so we knew, Chris Warren.
I'll forget it by tomorrow. All right, let's end the show then.
Break it down.
Let's end the show with best of the week, and we are going to start with Katie.
Best of the week. You know, I'm going to say the tag title match from TakeOver. I thought that was the best match. I really enjoyed it. And when American Alpha comes on the main roster, they're going to be a really hot tag team. So. That was my best of the week. I enjoyed that match.
Definitely a good match. The outcome kind of sucked, at least for picks, but I really don't have that much to complain about. American Alpha definitely are awesome. But best of the week, Bio.
My best of the week would have to be that Nakamura-Aries match. Great back and forth match. I would say it was match of the night, besides the tag team match. I'm glad to see those two doing well in NXT, and it's interesting to see what both guys are going to do going forward.
I wonder why his ribs were hurt and why he was wrapped up like that.
Yeah, Aries had his ribs taped up. I have no idea. I like the fact that Corey Graves referenced it right when he was coming out and said something about... It wasn't on the injury report, so I had no idea. I have no idea what's going on. It made wrestling seem more legit than it already is.
And then he also said, like, it might be psychological.
A heelish thing to do, yeah.
Yeah. Best of the week, Andy.
Like I said, the Ambrose Asylum deal, having the Shield together, I thought it was awesome, even though they kind of said that the cash-in is not going to happen. I like it.
Best of the week, old school.
For me, it's the AJ Styles John Cena contract signing. I believe this is the first ever contract signing in about 80 years where it has not ended in physical violence.
I thought there was another one not that long ago, but I don't remember what it was.
You were dreaming? It's not possible. It's just like I mentioned in the chat.
There was one where CM Punk's go ahead, okay, Will, are we going to... Are we gonna throw up the table and fight now? So I swear that's a CM Punk one.
Yeah, go ahead, Will. It's like a cake. Whenever you see a cake near the ring, like somebody's getting nailed with the cake. Whenever you're in a contract signing, somebody's getting punched in the face.
In a wedding, someone's interfering.
Yeah, somebody always has to crash a wedding.
Which, for the record, my favorite, Billy and Chuck, because I didn't see that one coming. And I
the Eric Bischoff reveal? Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, God. Because then, like, when he says, like, did someone save 3 minutes? Like, oh, shit. Best of the week, old school.
What are you, Dory from Finding Dory? Fuck, you just asked me.
I did. Wait, hold on. Is that all of us? Yes, I am, because everybody this week should go out and see Finding Dory.
I have heard that is an exquisite film, and you're going to want to see it multiple times. Bring multiple people. Bring the family. Make it a family affair. Fill up the theater.
Yeah. 13 years. Good.
You won't regret it. I'm going to go on Thursday after work at a late showing in 3D, and I'm going to love every second of it, and so should you.
My best of the week is Alberto Dorito.
And that's going to be the name of the show. My best of the week.
Taco Bell's going to be selling those. I swear.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
I think at one point I said Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara were like Doritos Locos Tacos. One was Cool Ranch and the other one was Nacho Cheese. But my best of the week was on Sunday. I mentioned this on Old School of the Movies that my best friend and his son, my nephew, we went out to see Ghostbusters together. This is my third time seeing it in the theater. Absolutely love it every time. And his first, he's going to be six in August. And it was just a fun experience and hang out with my best friend and all that kind of stuff and witness him, like his son, just kind of go crazy over some of the spots. I mean, he's seen the movie, but I think like in the theater made such a big difference to him. And it's something that he probably won't appreciate till he's older, but I'm happy that I got to experience it. And I'm the one that actually mentioned it to him. I was like, dude, and I mentioned this like about a month ago. I'm like, as soon as they announced it, I'm like, let's do this. They're doing 2 days of it. One of them is on a Sunday, and one of the showings on Sunday is going to be at 2. It's perfect. And that was pretty much my best of the week.
I had to do like a triple take on your post on Facebook. It was your friend posted it. It's like me and my friend, or me and my son having a good time at Ghostbusters. I'm like, because the kid had red hair. I'm like, does Heavy have a son? It's like, oh, the friend posted it. It wasn't you.
Yeah, and my friend is a redhead, so he looks like his father. I would say
but the picture was you and him picking the cups up, and I was like, oh my cans. God, I don't have yet cans, same thing.
Nope, there's a difference. There's a difference in cups and cans.
Same thing.
Potato, potato, I guess. But you're used to that.
Star Trek, same thing.
Nope, it's not how this works. It's not how any of this works. My other best of the week is probably buying all the Infinity Gauntlet stuff that I mentioned. I also meant Infinity Gauntlet keychain. Things that fucking...
Oh my God, who cares?
Kick him off the call, I swear to God. And I also... and I mentioned, like, I bought the Infinity Gauntlet trade, and I also bought the trade for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ghostbusters comic. So those are two big things in my childhood, and I really looking forward to the time I'm going to sit down and read them. It might be a little while, but I was looking for it, and I came across it, and I said, fuck it, I'm going to buy it. So that's my best of the week. Where can we find you, Katie?
You can find me celebrating Father's Day with my dad on Sunday by taking him to lunch and watching Money in the Bank. Also at Katie First Lady.
Double A.
I was cutting out during the What's On, and when I went to watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we were at a drive-in, and there were some kids that were talking through the whole frickin' thing for a while, so I ended up like walking out, like I came from the back, walked up to him and said, "Shut the hell up!" Yeah, I'm the grumpy old man.
Hey, but drive-in, right?
At the drive-in, yeah, at the okay. Drive-in.
Okay, couldn't you just roll your window up?
I was sitting outside.
No, but couldn't you just go inside, roll the window up, and not hear them?
It was fucking hot as a mother.
Air conditioning?
Yeah, I ended up doing that, but at the same time, I was like, I'm the grumpy old man at the drive-in.
Oh, okay. All right.
But WA_WIR on Twitter.
Bio.
On Twitter at biohazard_FTV.
Old school.
At oldmovies.net, at DeMounty, at Pierre DeMoose.
Do you break it down there?
at not impressed.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
At break IT down.
Break it down.
at right now.
At the news.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
At DVD release.
It just sounds like a DVD ejaculating, man. It's
DVD release.
You got King of the Hill in the beginning.
Hold on. At America.
If there's a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's ass to kick.
I love that. So I know who's ass to kick.
And, of course, you can find me at HeavySnap330. You can find the show at Rasslecast or Facebook.com/Rasslecast on Facebook, obviously. And, of course, you can email us, Rasslecast@gmail.com. That will do it for us here on episode 122, and we'll see you back next week for the 1, 2, 3.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? Think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
The king of rock, cool. The king of rock, boy. The king of rock.
Austin Powers! I'm beef with a
sheath and know and blow bell with a cheek scar. But they were not as crooked and rotten as your teeth are. I go balls to the wall for on this whack twat in an ascot. Blood shots at you like ass from the back slot of the fat Scot. Permission from the crown to put a scoundrel down, I've earned it. I'm licensed to kill, you couldn't get a learner's permit. After 24 films I'm still reaching new heights. Your third movie died, guess you only lived twice. Spell my name, the ladies wanna be on D. Any sex appeal you might have is B on me. I'm bespoke from a head to a toe, and after this flow I'm done. I only need one round, golden gun.
You look a lot more blonde in your movie, baby. That's alright, let's just keep it groovy, baby.
Battle exposition, tell me this will be boring. But Jesus, man, even my mojo's snoring. I've never seen such a miserable spy. I've also never seen a man with glistening thighs. I mean, you can't act properly with that wax curse. Burn fuck till the musk of my chest burst. Yeah, I hypnotize you with a little strip tease. And then you don't jump, I'm swinging on you like the 60s. Yeah, you're defenseless, my rhymes can't be deflected. You're like all the sex I've ever had, I'm protected. Yeah, people want a hero with a little personality. No one wants to sit through your gritty reality. Maybe Q can crap some new plotline. You made Thunderbolt two bloody times. I'm one of a kind, you're always getting remade. You can't touch me, double OV.
I'm wasting my time with this clown. I should be on an island with a fucking model by now. Sipping dry martinis and peeling off bikinis. Not rapping against Swedish penis pumping weenies.
Yeah, that's
I didn't say I was finished. I'm sick of your silly gimmicks. I'm the best spy in the business. Just ask all the critics. And I've been through hell, so yeah, I'm a bit of a cynic. But I'm the original model that your free ass mimics.
I wouldn't exactly call you original.
It's the most prominent, dominant bomb spy, so pay homage. Handing out ass whippings, I'm on some real James Bondage.
Your performance doesn't stare me, and I'm certainly not shaken. Ordered shitty acting in my action film, I'd go and watch Taken. I see your modern gadgets, and I piss on them all.
I don't need a cue to break your balls.
I'm the granddad of the brand millions of fans have been sold on. You're so far up on my nuts, I should call you Bond. Gold Bond.
Yeah, could I get back in my rap, please?
Rap these, you velvety hack!
Jeez.
It's the movie business and you've had your six. The world has had quite enough rug-wearing misogynists.
Yeah, to be honest, you are a bit rapey. I mean, I like to swing, but doctor no means no, baby.
Oh, please, I'm an extraordinary gentleman. Undistinguished. If they made him any me, they'd have to cast Peter Dinklage.
Well, maybe they should cast a Bond who's actually English.
Why, pussy, aren't you the cunning linguist?
As a matter of fact, I've got a knack for licking old cunts. After I beat you, I'll kick the shit out of the man who does your stunts.
Now you-